Now in chapter 2, he continues this discourse of reviewing the journeys. Now, you will recall when they left there, they came to Mount Seir, and in verse 3, I think the Lord has a sense of humor, and this must be it. He says, "Ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward." See, they don't know where to go. And all they've done is just go around and around Mount Seir. It's sort of like Ring Around the Roses. They're having a nice children's game. Round and round they go. God says, "I'm tired of that. Let's quit this round and round business." Great many Christians are doing that today, are they not? Wow, this is a great chapter. This great chapter here teaches us something that I think that's very important, friends, and that is this. These people were told, "And command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a footbreadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession." This is a marvelous statement, by the way. Now, you will recall that God had said to Esau, and Esau became Edom, God said that when he went out from the home of Isaac and Rebekah, that God said, "I've given you this land," and God gave to Esau a certain land that's down there where the rock-hewn city of Petra is. God says, "That's your possession." God respected that, and he said to his own people, "You can't touch that or have that." There's a lesson here for nations, by the way. God has set the bounds of nations. Most wars are fought because that's not respected at all. And then there's another great lesson for us here, and that is God will always make good his promises. Even to a people like this, God made good his promises. Now, in verse 7, God goes over their ground. "For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness." God says, "I knew the troubles and trials that you had. I was with you. These 40 years, the Lord thy God hath been with thee." What a wonderful thing. "Thou hast lacked nothing." And old David could look back over his life and say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Why? Because he'd never wanted. "Thou hast lacked nothing." And that is what? Not the luxuries of life, but God always provides the necessities of life. And that is true for you and for me also.